You likely haven't heard of the Export-Import Bank, but it's been at the center of a fierce debate dividing Tea Party conservatives and more moderate Republicans. David Bratt was swept into office after defeating former House Majority Leader Eric Cantor in the GOP primary. Bratt likens the bank to the federal lenders Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which came running to Congress for a bailout during the economic downturn in 2008.
The main issue is the losses when it folds, and it will eventually, like Fannie and Freddie did. Who's going to backstop it? And the answer is the taxpayer.
The bank claims it supports more than 120 businesses across the Commonwealth that export more than $2 billion in goods. But Bratt says just because other countries prop up their exporters doesn't mean the U.S. should do the same.
Our trade strategy should deal with that. And we're getting rolled. We are getting rolled by China and Russia and the Middle East and whatever. We're still the world's lone superpower. And all that should be structured as if we're the superpower. And it's not.
Other Republicans disagree. Virginia Congressman Scott Ridgel says he doesn't understand why many in his party have reversed their positions in the past few years and now want to destroy the bank.
I truly, as a fiscal conservative myself, and one committed to reducing the overall size and scope of the federal government, I really do not understand the near fixation of many within my own party on its elimination. I've examined it carefully, and the merits of it far out exceed any of the concerns that I've heard expressed.
But Ridgel and other supporters still want to see the bank's charter tweaked. The bank removed officials last year over allegations they received bribes in order to finance contracts with federal money.
Well, there's transparency. There was an officer that would have to be installed to increase transparency, more rigorous accounting requirements, and just the assurance that only the minimum is being done, but what needs to be done to keep American companies competitive.
But Democrats argue the Tea Party is steering the Republican Party in the wrong direction and hurting U.S. businesses in the process. Virginia Democratic Congressman Bobby Scott says the conservative argument against the bank is nonsensical.
I mean, you can stick some silly label on it as justification for a no vote, whatever it takes, you know, if that's what they have to do to vote no. But it makes no sense. The businesses benefit, the workers benefit, the economy benefits, and the bank makes a profit and sends a check to the Treasury every year.
And Northern Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says the GOP is playing with fire.
Huge amount of small businesses benefit from EXIM, and without which they have no ability to compete or protect themselves in global markets. And in today's day and age, you can't, if you're in business, very hard for you not to be playing in the international marketplace.
But Congressman Bratt and other Republicans are cheering now that the bank's charter has lapsed, even if temporarily.
So on first blush, it's hard to explain why it's bad to the average person. But on second pass, if it's such a good deal, why isn't it offered to everybody? And second, if it's a money maker, then privatize it.
GOP leaders are expected to include the reauthorization of the bank in a bill to fund roads and bridges. But even that bill's future is in doubt, which has business owners across the Commonwealth worried. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.